Hello and welcome to the Embrace Equity podcast series. This year, the theme for International Women's Day is Embrace Equity. And as we celebrate the International Women's Month, we listen to some of our leaders share their views on what diversity, equity and inclusion means for them in this podcast series. We have with us today VP GSP and Supply Chain Piyush Gupta sharing his views. In this podcast episode, we will explore the important role that men can play in promoting gender equity and supporting women in the workplace. So let's start with the first question. Why it is important for men to support women at the workplace?
So first of all, it's not important for men to not only promote equity for women, it's important to promote equity for anybody at the workplace. As Tata Steel, we are called as and known as equal opportunity employers, and it runs even beyond the employment. It runs in every field in which Tata Steel operates. And the way we think about this whole thing is to say and operate in such a way that it provides equal opportunity, especially for women. Because of the industry in which we operate, it's even more necessary for us to create systems and methods to provide equal opportunity or equity at the workplace. Personally, I believe that diversity in any workplace is very necessary for driving different thoughts and raising the bar and challenging the status quo. And that challenging of status quo can come in from anybody. And if there's a diversity in the workplace, you have a better chance of getting that challenge to happen.
Thank you, sir, for sharing your thoughts on this. And diversity is the key to challenging status quo in organizations these days. Moving on to the next question. What is the role of men in promoting gender equity? And what can men do to become allies to women they work with and beyond?
So for men to, first of all, believe that everybody who is working in, they may have a certain challenge, personal challenge, which is holding them back from delivering to their best. We must appreciate this, that women, because of the process which they go through in their life, at various points in time, they face multiple personal challenges. And a company which has got this understanding that we have to think something at a point in time, what a lady officer or a lady employee is going through, and then drive policies or change in systems or making it easier for them to tackle that personal challenge which they may be going through. By challenge, I don't mean only the health challenge, or it's just that women also do the work in India, which is an unpaid work at home. And they are the first ones to sacrifice everything else, for that unpaid work. And that understanding is very important in us as men folk to have. If there is a requirement to attend to an elder at home, if there's an in-law at home with anybody, if there's a child who is unwell or needs a homework to be done or to be attended to in the examination, generally it's the lady of the house who is taking the lead in doing that. I don't think providing food or taking care of the home is the only unpaid work. I think all of these other things which I mentioned, taking care of elders, illness, child, goes very, very sometimes unnoticed and taken for granted. And there is no gratitude. I'm sorry to say this. There is no gratitude in Indian men who take their career for granted and is the lady's career to be sometimes, you know, delayed, sacrificed, or even put aside. And that's the thing which as men folk, we have to do to help out women at the workplace. What we could never do for so many years, ever since the workplace has started, COVID did that. And in some ways, we have now operationalized work from home. And that work from home is a very simple but very effective way for retaining women at workplace.
Thank you, sir. And I totally agree. Attitude of gratitude is really important to value what women do. And also the agile ways of working have enabled women to contribute furthermore to our organization. Having said that, let's come to your views on the benefits of gender equity for all, how promoting gender equity benefits not just women, but also men and organizations as a whole.
So rather than saying how will it benefit men in the organization, I would say how will it help organization as a whole. And many times we believe that we are in the business of making products and selling services. This country has 49% women. When we are trying to sell certain steel to a housemaker, or we are trying to sell a door to a homemaker, or we are trying to sell any of the items which we make. When we created steel which will not rust in a refrigerator, we had a homemaker in mind, and that homemaker could be a lady. A better understanding of our customer will come in an organization which is also having women at workplace. Many times we have thought about when we are designing certain products or designing certain services, how will it help if the, on the other side, if the buyer is a lady customer. When Ashiana was designed as an e-commerce engine, it was designed because many times you have homes in which only child is a daughter, and she wants to build a home. And a daughter wants to do steel shopping, but the imagery is not right. So how do you enable that lady to buy steel? And that's what, you know, led to creation of Ashiana. And we found in the initial period itself how number of customers who were coming in were actually female customers. Many of our systems which you want to design, or the safety things which you want to design, today will have a better appreciation as to what happens in a contractual workforce or with lady employees if you have also lady managers. When we are trying to drive not only a safe workplace, but also an ethical workplace, and we are creating an organization of tomorrow, if you have some women at the workplace, it just allows you to think a little bit more broadly. And the lady at the workplace will make the organization much better than organization which would be there if there were no diversity of gender. In many other companies, in many industries also, as well as in our customers' organization, wherein women are considered to be as equal in the workplace, like for example in Southeast Asia, or for that matter in US, we believe that if you have more and more gender diversity in the workplace, it makes an organization far more everlasting and appreciative of the viewpoint which typically a woman would have or a man would have. So diversity at the workplace is actually going to help the organization and not necessarily only to men or women.
Thank you so much, sir. It's been wonderful interacting with you and getting to know your thoughts on men for women at the workplace. That was Piyush Gupta for us on Allyship for diversity, equity, and inclusion. We will be having more on this, so stay tuned.